Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Dr. Zoe Shaw's A Year of Self-Care. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about the phrase self-care?
Oh, absolutely. Because honestly, before reading it, I think I had this image of self-care as, you know, a bubble bath or a spa day, something you squeeze into a busy schedule as a reward. But Shaw completely flips that. She says self-care isn't a luxury. It's a non-negotiable practice for survival and thriving.
Right. And the book's title is literal. It's structured as a year-long journey, with weekly themes and daily prompts. You don't just read it in one sitting. You live with it. I love that idea, because real change takes time, right?
Exactly. She starts with awareness, just observing your energy levels, your internal dialogue, without judgment. Before you can change anything, you have to see it clearly. That's the foundation.
And she doesn't prescribe a specific diet or workout plan, which I really appreciated. Instead, she talks about movement as medicine, reframing exercise as a celebration of what your body can do. It could be a walk, a dance party in your kitchen, anything that makes you feel alive.
Yes, and she applies the same lens to food. It's about nourishment, not restriction. You pay attention to how different foods make you feel, not just right away, but hours later. It's building a conscious relationship with eating.
Sleep is another big one. She argues that in a culture that glorifies busyness, sleep is often the first thing we sacrifice. But it's when your brain cleans itself, your body repairs, your emotions get processed. She calls it a non-negotiable pillar of health.
And then she moves into the emotional and mental side. There's this concept of emotional hygiene, tending to your emotions with the same regularity as brushing your teeth. Naming what you're feeling without judgment.
That's hard, though. I know I say I'm fine all the time when I'm not. She encourages you to get specific. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling lonely. Just naming it takes away some of its power.
Yes. And then boundaries. She reframes them not as walls to keep people out, but as gates you can open and close. A boundary is a clear statement of your needs. It's saying no to what drains you, so you can say yes to what fills you.
That was the part that got me. She even gives scripts for setting boundaries with kindness and firmness, with a boss, a friend, a family member. It's an act of love for yourself and for them, because it creates a clearer relationship.
Then she tackles the inner critic. She introduces self-compassion, which is not about letting yourself off the hook, but treating yourself like you would a dear friend who's struggling. When you fail, you say, "This is hard. It's okay. What do I need right now?"
That shift from self-criticism to self-compassion is radical. It lowers your baseline stress, increases resilience, and lets you take healthy risks without paralyzing fear of failure.
And as the year goes on, she expands outward, environment, and community. She suggests auditing your physical space. Does your home feel like a sanctuary or a source of stress? Even just decluttering a drawer or adding a plant can make a difference.
She also talks about curating your digital environment, unfollowing accounts that trigger comparison, setting boundaries around screen time, reclaiming your attention from constant notifications.
And community is the final piece. True self-care can't happen in isolation. We're wired for connection. It doesn't mean a huge circle. It means a few deep, authentic relationships where you can be yourself and ask for help.
And throughout, she weaves in rest and play. She challenges the productivity mindset that makes us feel guilty for doing nothing. She talks about active rest, engaging in a hobby that brings you joy, like painting or gardening, without any goal.
Play is the antidote to burnout. It reconnects you to creativity and curiosity. It's the fuel that makes all the other work sustainable.
The final months are about integration and reflection, looking back at the journey, acknowledging progress, and building a personalized toolkit. Life is cyclical. There will be seasons of stress and ease. This book equips you to navigate both.
The takeaway I'm carrying with me is that you are worthy of the effort it takes to care for yourself. You're worthy of rest, boundaries, joy, and connection. The year-long structure is a promise that you don't have to figure it all out at once. You just start, right where you are, with one small act of kindness toward yourself.
That's beautiful. For me, it's the idea that self-care is about building a life you don't need to escape from. Not just surviving, but thriving.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourself, really.